Shan't we? I'm recording.
As am I. Let's
and stop recording. Do you guys like this bit? Do you guys like this bit we do at the top of every episode? One of those classic PFG bits.
Where we go, is this on? No, we're not. No, I'm not but doing. I'm literally asking you.
That's the problem. It's like you think it's one of our well-crafted, many times over-edited,
right,
draft after draft bits. But we genuinely need to make sure we're both recording because we don't trust ourselves or each other.
Nope.
Or technology.
Absolutely. And everything that we need to make this podcast is untrustworthy.
Is untrustworthy and just not good. Just nope. Not, just does not work.
Nope. Doesn't work in any way, shape, or form.
Oh. It's good to be back.
It is really good to be back. And, you know, a lot has happened.
Oh, yeah. It's been a whirlwind of a week.
Yes. Again, two W's. This episode is brought to you by the letter W, which if you turn it upside down is an M. So fucking it's both of us.
It's Wegan and Mendy coming back at you.
Which is the password for the scary movie thing Josh got us. If anyone wants to log in, yeah, and watch movies.
If anybody wants to go on Shudder. Oh, I am obsessed.
Oh, can I tell you this?
That was the best gift.
It's a great gift. Do you know what I found out? Hulu. I found out last night from my friend, Maria. So she and her sister share a Hulu password, and she bought whatever the upgraded spent of $70 or whatever to like pay for the fancy one with no commercials. And her sister moved to Portland, and apparently they track the location. So the sister's like, fuck you. You're not in New York. You can't watch it. Isn't that wild?
Really?
Yeah. So hopefully Shudder's not as cunty. And
but,
they're like,
okay, here, I call bullshit.
Okay. Maria, you're a liar.
You're a fucking liar. No, because people fucking travel.
Yeah, but I think that it's because it's consistently coming from the two locations. I don't know. She might be full of shit. Maybe she was just trying to have a cool story on the way to the train.
Oh, what a cool story. No, there's no chance because they would so many people. What if you're fucking what if people like travel for months at a time for their jobs?
Right. Yeah.
So there's no way.
What
if
there's
no fucking way? People, no.
What if it's not her sister? What if it's her husband?
And they're estranged. He's with his secret family in Portland.
Yeah. But
he's still paying the bills.
Right.
I'm paying both families, stand-up guy.
I'm paying the bills, and if you think I'm not watching Will and Grace every chance I get, you're out of your fucking mind.
I'm juggling two families. I need some me time. Nothing relaxes me like little Jack. Like little Jack and Karen. That was their names, right?
Yes. Yeah, just Jack.
I am very fucking... Can you hear this? It's me patting myself on the back because I am very proud. Not only did I remember both those characters' names from a show I did not watch consistently.
Yeah.
And I said them correctly.
Yeah. You did not say Cack and Jaren, which...
which you would have also been like, that sounds right too.
Yeah.
Just Cack.
Yeah. Cack and Jaren, what an iconic duo.
Well, I, you know, like Cack would have been because he was a very flamboyantly gay character.
Correct.
So that would have been like, come on, writers.
I know.
Get us a job already.
We get it.
Cack.
This is Cack and Jaren. It's their spinoff series and it's based in Chicago. Yeah, I just need a little Cack in my life.
They're just drinking caffy. How did I say it last time?
Caffy?
Caffy? I don't know.
Whoo. Off to a good start.
It's not even that early.
I know. Well, and now, and I was thinking about this morning because you're about to be in the same boat. Because I got up around 7, which is not super early for normal people. But a lot of times as a comedian, you work late at night. So it is sometimes if I get home at 1 o'clock in the morning from shows, waking up at 7 to do shit is not ideal. But you're about to
You need a solid 10, 12 hours.
I would love 10 or 12 hours of fucking sleep.
Of panic attacks.
Yes. Oh, well, my Fitbit, so it showed that I slept for 6.5 hours, well, 6 hours and 23 minutes, but who's counting?
Oh, round up.
But I looked, I was watching murder shows till 1:45 because I know that, I remember being like, Wendy, you have to turn off the TV. Like, I was falling asleep, but I was like, I got to see what happens. I'm like, you fucking Google it in the morning. This happened 4 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone, it's not, this isn't like, ooh, where's this going to go? Yeah. It's not an episode of The Bachelor.
Right. This is like...
Which The Bachelor is a cunt hair away from being a murder show. Let's be honest.
Oh, 1,000,000%.
Oh, come on. Their ratings have to be dipping. They got to think of something new.
Here's what we'll do.
Kill The Bachelor.
Well, it's our spinoff show. It's a combination of The Bachelor and a murder show, and it's called The Hatchler.
Oh.
Right?
Who will get the hatchet this week?
Exactly.
I love it.
Yeah, and that's how you, instead of just being sent home, you're slaughtered.
You're sent home. Yes. I just pointed upstairs.
Yep.
To in my house where I live.
Yeah.
You're sent to live here with me in a weird purgatory / hell state. That would be the ultimate loss. The ultimate prize, whatever that fucking douchebag's name is. The ultimate anti-prize? What's opposite of prize? Coal?
Yes. The ultimate coal.
I only know how, my categories for gift giving are prizes and what Santa gives bad children in the 1800s. Those are the two categories.
Oh my God. Can you imagine? And that's they have to get sent and they think they're being like,
they walk in and it's just me eating a salad in bed.
Yeah. They're like
covered in piss. Join me. This is your life now.
They're like, actually, I'd rather be dead. Can we do that?
Yeah. Can I actually get that hatchet?
Yeah.
That's they get a choice. No one picks my life. No, not a one. They're just like, oh, I choose the sweet release of death. Thank you very much.
And they're like, no, you don't understand. If you read all the fine print of the waiver, you're murdered, but you're murdered like in front of your family. And it's big. They're like, yeah, no, it's fine. That's fine.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
But we do it slowly. We take like 2 weeks to do it. We wait till the finale of the show. So you're locked up in a cage.
You're not eating.
Until however long the show runs. And then when we do the recap and the bride is there with her new TV husband, you wait until then. And then we drag you out. Your friends and family are there in the theater. We string you up. And then over the course of a week, we slowly murder you. We pull out a little bit of an entrail.
Wendy did this very strange hand motion as if she was shaving the naked body of a Bachelor contestant with her hand, or just like very lightly petting it.
Yeah.
That's like what a man does, like a scary rape man does in a movie when he like puts the back of his hand on your face and like slowly drags his fingers down your face.
First of all, that sounds like a gentle rape. If we're talking rapes.
We know a thing or two about rapes here on Pussy Fart Gang.
Okay, if you think... If that's not clear, then that's the catalyst. Look, one of us was raped, another fucking is madder than it ever happened. Guess
we'll
which?
We'll let you figure out... Why wasn't I the pretty one?
Yeah, we'll let you know after this commercial break. See, and that's the kind of shit... Again, you could just Google that. And find out, but you want to stay. It's called good entertainment.
You want to watch these Peloton ads. Oh, that bitch is in an egg commercial now.
An egg? I know she got a thing on like a soap opera, like daytime TV. She got a walk-on role on a soap opera show.
Oh, well, her career's set.
And now she's doing...
Walk-on role on a soap opera. Finally! $500 day rate. I'm moving out of this apartment.
They're like, okay, so we know the Peloton thing. You're fucked. We got you this thing on a soap opera. You're doing an egg commercial and you're going to be on the brand new series, The Hatchler. So
first things first. if that fucking bitch, if they don't snag her for the next season of The Bachelorette, they are so stupid. If, ma'am, if you were married, I'm sure you're a friend and a listener. Mm-hmm. Divorce your husband and get your agent on this. Genius. Yeah. That would be fucking, oh my God. Someone get me in touch with The Bachelor.
I've never seen you this excited about literally anything else.
Because this is the best idea.
Right.
The best
and this idea. Is a real idea.
This is not a real idea.
This is not a joke idea. Like basically every decision we've made in our lives.
Yep. Oh yeah. Oh,
every geez. Decision we made, we're like, this will be funny though, right?
This will be funny later. Right.
Guys.
To look back on this, weep and laugh.
Is this on? Shan't.
Oh,
shan't.
It's actually, it has not been on.
Yeah. Shan't this be funny later?
Oh no. I mean, that worked, but the tone of voice you had was like a person saying a word they've never heard uttered out loud before and weren't sure about pronunciation.
I was not sure about pronunciation.
Shan't? Shan't? Now Shan't? That's fancy.
Yeah.
That's fancier.
Yeah, anytime you like make a vowel sound, a British sound, it's fancier. Shan't we have pasta? Don't I sound rich?
No. Oh, no. I also just spilled water all over myself, so. Taking another sip, because that first sip did not go in my mouth.
No, it went on your body, which, again, but external hydration is also important.
It's like learning by osmosis, hydration by osmosis. You put the water on your body, and like an animal. There are some animals that absorb water, or they just pee out their skin.
Excuse me?
That's a good
me?
Question. Does that work? Does that work both ways?
Wait a minute. Who pees out of their skin?
Sharks.
Really?
I'm Googling this. Might be another really fun thing that I just thought my whole life from a child. Do sharks pee out of their skin? Third one. Hold, please.
Okay.
As a shark deteriorates, the urea in their blood immediately begins to break down into ammonia, which then gets absorbed in the flesh and expelled through the skin of the animal. In other words, sharks urinate through their skin.
Well,
see that, because that was like a fun, you know, like fun science facts when you're a kid. They're just like gross or weird.
Yeah. It's not
gross.
That's
all you remember for the rest of your life.
We're not body shaming sharks.
No, sharks, if you want to piss out your skin, fuck. I piss in bed while eating salad.
I was
going
to
say. Who am I to judge?
You're
Who
not.
Who am I? I pissed myself at a concert on Saturday.
Yeah, you're not
far
off.
Because I was dancing too hard.
From a shark. Yeah, you're not. Your bodily functions are not dissimilar to a shark. Because you're not doing full pees. You're just kind of not holding it in.
Yeah,
you're not
unintentionally.
You're not full pissing. You're just not really. You're just like, I'm just going to let this urea out.
When do you think I'm going to need poise?
Also, well, we're going to get to that. First of all, the answer is very soon. But also, just...
We're going to get to that right now.
Pussies are made of skin. Yeah. So
are dicks.
Yeah. So we all, don't we all piss out of our skin?
Yeah. Take
shan't,
that.
Shan't we all piss out of our skin?
So to all you people piss shaming sharks, fucking think about it.
Yeah.
You know? We're all made of skin.
Yeah, reach
and we're
down.
All filled with piss.
Just reach down between your legs, grab that hunk of flesh, and by flesh, you know what I mean? Skin. Stop being so judgy.
Oh, it's taking a interesting turn.
So
no cats.
And here's the thing:
I just had a stroke.
You did have a stroke, and you could have really nailed that landing, but you.
I chose not to. I did that for the podcast.
Yeah, that was self-doubt. You were like,
I made a choice.
There are no cats, and then just your brain was like, no, 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 no. This is going nowhere. Stop. Your brain was like, no, no, no. We shan't. We shan't do this.
It actually said we shan't. I think in British.
Yeah.
So
we speak British.
We speak British. Hey, a British listener did tell us that they were fine with Britface.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
So hey, we have a pass.
I have a new
just
friend.
Just like Tom Hanks' son, right. We have a pass.
We got a pass. And you know what? It's fucking in writing. So come at us, yeah. Brits.
The rest of an entire country of people?
Yeah. I have a new friend who...
No, you don't.
...is British. Maybe figment of my imagination. And it was... very fun because I was like, God damn it. I wish we were recording this for the podcast. He was very polite and we talked about if you're going to come to this language, learn to speak cat on the last episode.
Yes. Yes.
He was making dinner in America and one of the ingredients he bought was basil and I believe he did it for my benefit so that I would not be confused. We've spent a little bit of time together. He knows I may not be the brightest bulb, and he was like, so I have this, we have some basil, and he really leaned into it.
He really leaned in and like looked at you, made a very hard eye contact.
Huh? Like I'm trying to assimilate, and I said, you can say it your way, I speak British.
Did you tell him that? Because I would be so happy if you did.
Yeah, I said, look, I speak British, you fucking, I got a podcast. Please don't listen to it.
It's basil, it's an herb. An herb.
It's an herb.
He's like, oh, no, it's not. That's
basil
not a thing.
And herb.
They're my favorite 70s duo. 70s disco duo.
It's a disco duo, but also it's a detective theme disco duo.
Basil and herb.
Basil and herb on the case.
But it's just the one person's name is Basil and Herb.
Yeah.
He works alone.
Basil doesn't need anybody.
That went nowhere.
No, I think it was great. Listen.
It went somewhere.
It went. Well, we'll figure out where it went. And if we can't find the ending to that bit, you know who will? Basil and Herb. We'll find the ending to that bit somewhere.
The ending to that bit will be with the rest of the bits we never finish. Somewhere in this weird purgatory. It's in the spare room of my life.
It'll leak out of your skin at some point.
Yeah. It just that with the urea.
Mm-hmm. So wait a minute. You pissed yourself dancing?
I mean, like, yeah. Yes.
Okay. To see if ever there was something I was going to circle back to, I was like, oh, we're coming right the fuck back to that.
I mean, like, define piss.
I didn't force myself to piss, but I didn't stop it from happening.
Yeah. What was I supposed to do? Stop dancing at the ska show I was at 33 years old?
No.
Come on. Come on. Get it together, guys. Get it together.
Your body was already at that point, it's inertia.
I was like, that's why, okay, I was dancing. I couldn't stop dancing. Similar to a shark. They can't stop swimming. You're going to ask a shark to stop swimming, go to the bathroom in the ocean, like not anywhere in the ocean, the designated restroom in the ocean for sharks.
Right.
Because the sharks live in a part of the ocean where it's not gender neutral restrooms everywhere. Mm-mm. Or species neutral restrooms. So the shark has to go find the shark restroom, stop swimming, potentially die. And then if they don't die, then start swimming again. Come on.
Right.
Why so waste all that time when a shark could, like me dancing, just pee right there?
Right. You would rather have Megan die in the bathroom?
Interesting. Interesting.
A ska show?
Wow.
Okay. So you guys would rather.
If only. Let's just put that out in the universe. If I got to go early, let it be like that. Just. In the bathroom at a ska show in St. Louis, Missouri. I mean, realistically, doesn't seem that impossible.
No.
It does not seem that impossible.
It's funny because the sentence I was like, oh, that's a funny thing to say. And as you said it out loud, I'm like, not the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, though.
Yeah, no. Like, if you got a call and they were like, are you sitting down? Megan died and you're crying and you're so upset and you say, how? And they say she died covered in piss in the bathroom at a ska show. You would stop crying and go, well,
Yeah.
I mean, she died the way she lived.
Right.
Covered in piss, listening to ska. She died doing what she loved.
Right. Sitting in a pool of her own urine.
I had a salad in my bag.
Of course you did.
Jesus Christ. Oh.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, we just need a minute to weep openly. Yeah.
We're just looking at each other, looking into each other's eyes. We've been talking on the phone this week about serious stuff.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about serious stuff. If you guys want serious stuff, you can join the Patreon.
I like to, if you want to cry, you got to fucking.
Yeah, what was our last Patreon? Multiple people responded to it. Apparently it ruined a lot of people's days.
I know. Well,
apparently it made a lot of people cry. So if that sounds appealing to you, come to a comedy.
Hello.
This happens every week. We start off strong, and then it just deteriorates.
Right.
We start off, and then it deteriorates.
To be fair, compared to what happens later in the show, the beginnings are usually strong, relatively speaking.
Yeah. No, yeah.
We're both like,
like,
oh,
how
God.
How a baby has stronger arms than a person with, say, no arms.
Correct.
That is like the strength of the show.
Baby arm versus no arm.
Versus absolutely zero arms. Not even one arm.
No. Yeah, so... You went to the, well, hold on. Let's talk about this though, because this is exciting. You are going to be even more tired.
Oh yeah, I got a job.
Yes.
See, guys, this is just follow your dreams. You know, I was just a young girl. I went to school. I got a degree in writing. I worked hard. I did stand-up comedy for over 5 years in Los Angeles, beautiful Los Angeles, California. And then I fell in love with a boy, and we moved to St. Louis, Missouri, and now I'm working at a sports bar. So what I'm saying is just never give up. Dreams come true. Dreams come true.
See, the program works if you work it. That's AA.
That's PFG.
Yeah, translates to life. If you fucking... move your feet in a certain direction, you'll end up...
exactly nowhere.
Yeah.
Exactly where you never wanted to be.
You'll end up dead in the bathroom at a ska show.
Which is weirdly exactly where you want to be. Mm-hmm. See, man, life is just a fucking wacky roller coaster. You know, twists and turns and ups and downs and loop-de-loops. You never know where it's going. It's like one of those roller coasters that I don't like. Get out your notepads. Let's add this to the self-help book.
Got it.
Life is like a dangly foot roller coaster.
Okay.
Where you can't see the track.
Ooh.
Hollow. That's why I don't like the dangly foot one so much. Because I'm just like, what's happening? Why am I just on a ride that is my life? This is terrible.
Yeah, that is, you're just jerked around.
Left and right, up and down.
Constantly worried
that someone... might lose a shoe.
Yeah.
You could lose a shoe at any moment. Hope you took your hat off. Oh, yeah, so I'm working at a sports bar.
And you start when? You going for training tonight?
I start today, tonight.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I am like, I'm not... Okay, let's... in context of my current life... I am excited for this job. Let's put everything in perspective.
Yep. Again, baby arm strength versus no arm strength.
Yes. This job is the baby arms of my no arm life.
Right. This job is better than, it's better than pissing yourself in bed. So we go like a step up.
Okay, let's just get some... I'm not going to stop pissing myself in bed.
Okay.
Let's fucking pump the brakes.
Well...
you're asking too much.
Here's what I'm saying. Hear me out. Well, let me rephrase this. So you can still piss yourself in bed, but now with a job, you can piss yourself
at a job.
Yes, while you're making money. Again, get paid. If you get paid to do what you love, you never work a day in your life.
Serve chicken wings and beer.
Yep. Walk around in a pool of my own piss. That's what I like to do, personally.
Yeah. Call me crazy.
Shan't you call me crazy? Megan, we got to talk to you. You're doing a great job. Are you pissing in your pants? You're like, what? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. You want me to stop working?
My table's, yeah, no worries. I'll just let people walk out without pain.
You want me to go to the bathroom?
For their 99-cent wings.
Is that what you want?
I don't know. I don't think they have 99-cent wings. I fucking hope they don't have 99-cent wings.
Sir, I don't know if you noticed, I have a tattoo of a shark on my leg. And while it's cute, do you know what it represents to me? To me. That like a shark, I must constantly be in motion towards my goals.
Or I'll die.
Yeah. And you know what that means? Sometimes you gotta let a little piss fly.
And that's the thing. If you just let it go, it's never that much piss.
Exactly.
If you're just constantly letting out a little bit of pee, it's not that much pee.
And again, it's not that you're letting it out. You're just not stopping it from happening. You're just, it's seeping from you throughout the day. Just seeping.
Hello.
Just seeping through the seams of your skin.
Oh, the seams.
Yeah.
The seams of my skin?
Yeah. Okay, first of all, everybody...
Is that what you call pussy flaps? Or is that just, do you think that humans, much like Sally from Nightmare Before Christmas, are stitched together?
Yeah, well, at this point, both. I mean, some of us, I'm not saying who. I mean, I could use a few stitches in my seams, you know what I mean?
Hello.
But yeah,
apparently me too, to stop me from pissing constantly.
Ah, that's the romance novel, The Seams in Your Skin.
That's good. Dude, murder's hot. True crime's hot. We just found a new series of books we're going to start reading. It's all paranormal romance.
Yep.
What about murder romance?
Yeah.
The Seams in Your Skin.
I fucking love it.
Wendy's kidnapped. He's gonna skin her and make him a little lady outfit.
Oh, that now that sentence requires a different accent.
I don't think so.
He's gonna.
I have to respectfully disagree with you.
He's gonna make him a little lady outfit. That was like when I went to this the super fancy place that I got. It's the Mark Hotel here, and they have a Chenin Blanc. And I was like, oh, and the guy goes, we have a really fancy reserve one in the back. And he brought it out to me. They only do it by the bottle, but he goes, I'll bring you a glass. And I said, great. This was a couple months ago. And the smell, the aroma, when I smelled it, it smelled like ash. Now, the fancy sommelier word for that is flint. It smelled a little smoky. Smelled like flint. And what I said was, this smells like a dang ashtray.
No, you didn't.
I did not say it in that accent, but I should have. But I go, this got an interesting smell. And he was like waiting for me to go, it's flinty. Flint? And I said, this is lovely. It smells like an ashtray.
I really wish you had said dang.
If you think I didn't take a picture of that wine, and specifically, I want to go to a public place, order a glass of, and say it like that, just for me.
Sir, excuse me, sir. This wine smells like a dang ashtray.
This smells like a dang ashtray, you know.
And I love it.
And, you know, if I'm not mistaken, you might be trying to get me drunk so you could make yourself a mask out of the seams of my skin. A little lady mask out of the seams of my dang skin.
And then you lock eyes and fall in love.
And then the back of his hand slowly to my face. Relax.
And you're like, oh, thank God, a gentle rape.
I just
this is going to be one of those romantic rapes.
I just want to be within the seams of your skin. Within the Seams of Your Skin. That's the title. That's the title.
Within the Seams of Your Skin, we have Celine Dion do a song for the book, because that's very standard. Books come out with songs.
Yes.
Seams of, within the seams of my skin lies the seams of your heart.
Oh, I had to pull the microphone away because it was such a loud. Oh.
Watch out, Sarah Dooley, former guest of this show. We got some, we don't need you anymore to help us songwrite.
Yeah.
Songwrite?
We might need you to help us just regular talk, though. But with.
Yeah, if you're available.
But as far as. Writing a song, we got that.
We got it.
On lockdown.
Oh, very. Let me, here, let's pause the podcast so I can call and cancel my training shift at my job. Be like, I got a new job. To add to my other long list of jobs that do not pay anything.
Yeah. Ever heard of Seams of Your Skin? He's like, no. And you're like, I know. But
just
you
wait.
Will.
But then I, to say it like that, I think I have to physically go in. And like very pretty woman.
Just in.
For like, no one's been mean to me. Everyone's been very nice. I go in with many shopping bags.
Yeah.
Because those are all of my worldly possessions, actually. Right. Not because I just went shopping.
Just in a bunch, just carrying a bunch of shopping bags in a dress. And I just stand there, and you say, "Yeah, you'd like to be within the seams of my skin." And they look at you, and as you stand there,
I love the visual.
And as you stand there with all the stuff, and they're like, "So are you not training?" And you're like, "You wish you were within the seams of my skin." They're like, "She keeps repeating the same thing." And then you stand there, and just there's this moment of silence, and then just a little bit of piss,
a little just dribbles down my leg.
Just dribbles right down your leg.
The manager's like, I mean, I just interviewed her yesterday. She seemed, I'm not going to say normal, but definitely not pissing down her pants, screaming about the seams of her skin weird.
Someone's like, hey, should we get her? Do you want, should we get you a poise? I have all the poise I need right here in my two shoulders. Isn't that poise is posture? I don't fucking know. They're like, are you referring to posture? No, I
think you're thinking of poise.
I'm referring to poise pads. I have them, but just not against the seams of my skin.
Again, I am a shark. Where's it going to come out of me next? I don't know.
So I just tape it to different parts of my body.
I haven't been right yet, but I will be.
One of these days, one of these pads is going to be full of piss, and you're going to rue the day.
You'll be sorry. I'm excited for my first shift. What's happening? Why is the...
What?
Oh, thing. Whew. Sorry, I hit the mic. The thingies were moving, but these thingies weren't. I got real scared.
Oh, God.
I was like, that, it was solid gold. If we didn't get that... Why is it doing this? Computer. Okay, well, I'm just going to trust that these thingies are right.
Oh, Jesus.
And these thingies are coming later.
So I'm
moving my
you.
Hands in a way so Wendy knows what I'm
doing. Yeah, so Megan is saying these thingies are moving, which are the right to left or horizontal. Ha, huh? Pulled that word out of my fucking seam of my
I'm
skin.
I'm impressed.
But the vertical, a.k.a. up and downsies, are not moving.
That's you guys probably don't know what that means. It's a professional podcast term. I just leaned into that. I was like, that's coming out. Let's go with it.
Oh.
Why? Oh, okay. We're just going to hope for the best here.
Yeah. That's all you can do.
That's all you can do in life. In life, like in podcasting.
Right.
You can't prepare for anything.
No. Again,
you can't practice, you can't work hard, you just gotta fucking go for it.
Again, this podcast is a lot of people are trying to like, they're using podcasts as a way to further their career and showcase talents. We're doing almost the polar opposite.
Oh, like, I would say so.
We're doing the exact opposite. We're like, how can we drive and just turn everybody off and show mostly the things of which we are incapable of doing, like making that sentence. That was a hard one. I was trying to move the preposition around so that I didn't end on an of. You know what I mean? I'm not an asshole. But it is not unlike a dangly foot roller coaster. We don't know where the fuck we're going.
And we also don't know what that roller coaster is actually called. If someone can get back to us.
Right.
With the name of that roller coaster.
See, we were just on this fucking
that
loop.
Would be
we
great.
Were killing it. We were on a loop. We were on a great run.
And now,
out of nowhere, it stopped. And everybody's body is sore. I assume if you're listening, that abrupt stop hurt your neck.
Oh, for sure. Well, they starting listening, they really strap themselves in tightly.
Yeah. What are you looking at? Your computer?
I'm freaking out about this. Hold on.
Do you want to pause and make sure it's recording?
After my job. We're back. I stopped recording briefly because I'm very nervous about this situation, but it's fine.
After your job. Yeah. Okay. Oh, boy, if this isn't a metaphor for life, I don't know what is. Seriously, we don't know what a metaphor is.
What's a metaphor? Is it like the Alanis Morissette song? Ironic? Yeah. Is that a metaphor? So with getting the job, this was the first place I applied because I wanted something easy because I'm busy doing lots of other things, figuring out my life.
Right.
So I wanted something super easy and went in. I knew I was going to get the job immediately, but then I went to like three other places and just dropped off resumes. One place wasn't hiring. Other two places called me yesterday.
Oh, nice.
So it was just a little nice self-esteem boost. Boost?
Yeah.
We drop T's left and right here.
Yeah. We don't need T's. Get out of here.
We don't need that stuff that football player sells.
Yeah. I don't need that shit.
That stuff for hard dicks.
What is that?
You know what I'm talking, the like mega T.
Oh yeah.
T's for testosterone and tits.
T's for take this dick.
Take this dick. Sorry, we just have to add another T for alliteration purposes. Right.
But you guys get the idea. Take tis dick. We decided to change the pronunciation because even though this starts with a T, the TH sounds softer, so a lot of people that are buying
witches
these are
pussies.
And if there's one thing this product isn't for, it's pussies.
It's for getting in them.
Hello.
Alex Jones and Joe Rogan also both sell this product, weirdly.
Yeah, well, you were talking about that yesterday with the job. And here's the thing is, because it was interesting when you were talking about, you said like, oh, like maybe work at a fancier place for your resume. But you made the super smart decision is get a job, just the easiest, like lowest energy, because that's wherever you put your energy, that's like you
exactly.
get that back. So if you're going to, you know, you want a job that's super easy, you can kind of just show up, be half asleep,
mm-hmm.
walk around with piss running down your leg and no one's really going to say anything.
Well, it's a fucking sports bar. So I'm going to guess most of the people in there are covered in piss anyways. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know why I would assume that, but
I just took a drink of tea and I forgot what flavor I'd made and I almost threw up.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah. You looked very concerned.
Yep. I was going to say something. I was like, I'm going to take a sip of this delicious peppermint tea and then say something. And I was like, oh, this is not peppermint tea.
It was sugar water.
Yeah. It sounds good for your throat, but mama, that's bitter. That's a bitter tea.
How many beverages do you have right now? Also, what's the tea brought to us by?
The tea is brought to us by the new Hallmark film, Within the Seams of Your Skin, adapted from the best-selling novel.
Songs by Celine Dion. Not in the movie, but in the book.
Right. I got an iced cranberry tea hot nutritional tip for anyone that gives a shit. I've been doing the weightless cranberry tea and it cleans out for like It's manufactured to fucking chicks on their fucking period and whores. They can't stop shoving hard dicks in between their seams. So a lot of times people use it for period bloating and UTIs, but all that is just, it cleans out your kidney. So it's good for boys and girls and everyone else in between to take. Again, gender is fluid. Just
2020,
like,
baby.
Gender is fluid. Just
so.
Like the theme, the things, themes. Just like the theme of the show. Fluid.
That is a theme.
Yeah. This is
fluidity.
Yeah, fluidity. In thought, fluidity physically. We're just letting things fall
in seams.
Yeah. We fucking have a plan here.
Ooh.
So I have that tea and that, and then I have a coffee. Now that tea is iced. The cranberry tea is iced. I got a hot coffee. I got a cold water and I got a hot fennel fucking, I don't know, like battery acid. I'm not sure what's in this tea. It is
the problem
good for you, but
this is now, we're now going back to a mom cast. So moms, dads, aunts, uncles, grandmas, hopefully. There's no grandmas listening because we don't want to offend them by all their skin we're going to need, especially once this book comes out. Bring the kids in. We're going to teach you about the five senses right now. So taste.
Yeah.
Wendy is drinking a very, very sweet tea and then taking a sip of a bitter tea.
Yeah.
So the bitter tea tastes even more bitter.
Correct.
In contrast to this, it's like if you drink some orange juice and then have like a piece of dark chocolate.
Yes.
Not going to be enjoyable.
No.
Unless you're a fucking freak. And if you like that, stop listening to this show.
In the same way, if you listen to a good and well-produced podcast and then turn this on, this will sound even worse. This probably just sounds like chicken scratching up against.
We should really get in contact with like very successful good podcasts and try and get sponsorships and change our release date to like a Sunday night. So people start their podcast week with us. And then these other actually good, actually successful podcasts pay us to do that favor to them. Because then their episodes, even if they're having an off week, seem exponentially better in comparison. That's what we should. Every good podcast starts out with 10 minutes of this podcast.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Because then no matter what the fuck they do, people are like, well, man, this is great.
Right. As long as whatever the fuck that was is over, I'm good.
I'm so happy. This is my new favorite podcast, whatever this podcast is.
Yeah, that's like, yeah, we are like the asparagus of a meal. Like a lot of kids, like we like asparagus because that's, you know, we're adults. And again,
moms, bring your kids back in.
Like again, we're adults. We love asparagus. And that's the same reason I have four different beverages in front of me. We can't, and I know we make it seem easy. And we both talk a lot about like pissing ourselves and it seems fun and like, oh, it's easy and everybody can do it. And we are trying to make it sound easy and fun so that you guys, you know, feel encouraged to be like, hey, let me try to just kind of let piss seep from my body throughout the day. But it actually is not as easy as it sounds. And you have to do things like overhydrate first thing in the morning.
First thing.
And constantly eat asparagus because otherwise, guess what you're going to be doing? Walking around with dry panties.
I did just have an idea. That would probably be a great deterrent for me to stop constantly pissing myself. Just always eat asparagus.
Well, I don't know if it's a deterrent. It's, you know what it would be? Because I would imagine that a lot of times, well, maybe let me ask you since you're the expert on self-piss.
We're not going to write a self-help book. We're writing a self-piss book.
Yes. Do you feel it coming and you're just like, well, there's really no stopping this? Or do you go like, oh, God damn it. How does that?
I go, oh, God damn it.
Yeah. So you don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
So maybe eating asparagus would be helpful because I wonder if you eat only asparagus, the scent would like alert you to the fact that you need to find a bathroom, kind of like a detector, like a CO2 detector, but in your pussy.
Wait. So in this, what you are presenting to me,
yes,
is before I pee, just a smell comes out, like a literal pussy fart of asparagus.
Yes. That's what I'm positing here. I'm saying that there's so much of the, because we're eating just asparagus, the scent is so strong and powerful that as the piss starts to...
So I just constantly smell like asparagus piss in this universe. So just before...
Not constantly, but only when you're about to pee. So it's almost like, you know, in the scenes in like sewers, where like
the seams in sewers
in movie scenes, but also the seams in sewers, like in a scene in a movie, like where it's, you know, like the dark streets and the sewer, and then you see the little bit of smoke rise up. That's, but in your pussy. So like right before pee is about to just kind of effortlessly
exit my body.
Right. A little bit of like, psh, pressure comes out and it's like a psh.
What is it? You,
psh.
Okay.
And you can smell it. You're like, uh-oh. I gotta go. I'll be right back.
And then me and two big-titted women just run around trying to find a bathroom. We both have really cool dances to Yakety Sax, by the way.
And we both have very good interpretations of what Yakety Sax sounds like, because neither of those are accurate. Chasing Megan around with a pot or anything I can find. It's just you running around with like this little bit of like fog coming out of your pussy. And two big-titted maids in the kitchen, and one's
with
like,
mops, like, whoa.
I got a mop, and one's got a pot, another one's got shopping bags. Like, she brought these in during her dang interview.
It smells like a dang ashtray in here. That's one popping out of my pussy seams. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh god. Sorry guys. Sometimes, you know, they say this all the time in comedy. Do what makes you laugh. And if people don't get it, fuck them.
Yeah.
Exactly. I don't know if you could tell, but we really live by that on this podcast.
Oh god.
My stomach hurts.
I know.
That could also be that I just ate celery yesterday and have now had 6 cups of coffee this morning. But I'm gonna go with just from all this comedy.
Yeah, so much laughter. Yeah, that's the same reason I piss myself, because I'm constantly laughing so much.
Hey, that can happen too.
Yeah. It does. I know. I had to squeeze my legs. I had to really pinch those seams in while we were doing that last little.
Really zip up those seams. Stitch those seams.
Oh, stitch them up, ladies.
Remember, you had that pussy zipper?
Yes.
See, Wendy, fuck you. Wendy was just started looking at me like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then remembered and was like, oh my God, I do.
That was, I think I still have that somewhere. Oh no. No, I don't. I returned that to Nordstrom Rack because it was a Nordstrom gift and he gave me the receipt. That was that fucking terrifying gift from the French guy that I never even fucked.
Oh, that thing was.
He texted me 2 or 3 days ago. Happy New Year, but he wrote it in French. And I'm like, what is wrong with you?
Speak cat. You're in American now. You're in American now. What? Huh?
Speak cat.
You're in American. Those are new shirts coming at you.
Why I appreciate people at least making an attempt to, don't tell me bon nuit, or I know that means good night, but that's the only thing I know in French off the top of my head.
Of course it is. Of course it is. Definitely not good morning.
Nope.
Bonsoir. Yeah,
bonsoir to you. What is that? How are you? Is that like, hey?
I don't know. 4 years of French. Hello.
Yeah. This piece of shit. Yeah, that was a crazy. And I think he sent me that thing because he wanted me to like send. And we talked about it when he sent it to me. But this is, here's, okay. When you're, like, because I think in his mind, he was like, well, I'm going to make you feel good about yourself. So he bought me like a size small in a bodysuit lingerie. Now, I get where it's like to be like, and that's fucked up for a lot of reasons. Because one, so you're saying that like, oh, so the only way to be attractive is if you are a size small. You know, like, oh, look at what I think of you or whatever. It's like the Shallow Hal movie, that why that movie's so fucking crazy. I watched that. That was out at the gym the other day. And I was like, what a fucking crazy concept. Where it's like,
watched that the other, like, this was like a few weeks ago, not the other day. I'm not on stage where everything happened the other day. I watched that for the first time in a while. First of all, I think I love that movie because it's so insane.
Yeah.
Because it's like, but it's just like that fucking, what was that? The Amy Schumer movie.
Yes.
Where she gets bonked on the head and it's like, she's a size like what? 8, 6?
Yeah. She's
looks
a size
like a regular human woman. And it's like, yes. Oh, look at this fucking piece of shit trash bag. She needs a head injury to find any confidence.
So, I know.
Like, it, Shallow Hal, is it? It doesn't seem like when people are like, oh my God, I can't believe that movie. Like, what a different time. It's like, no. It's literally like the same concept, basically. It's the
right.
same fucking concept.
Yeah. Well, and the idea that, too, that like what is attractive to a certain person is all like a supermodel. Like, that's because I understand that that's what they put in magazines. But I got to tell you, when I was in, and you know what, whatever, I had an experience recently and it was, I showed up to a place, it's a whole thing, and I'm not like mad about it, and it wasn't, no one was like cheating on me, or it was nothing crazy like that, but a person that I have an interesting relationship with, that I've known for a few years, invited me, flew me out to New Orleans, and it was to, we were going to like hang out. And when I walked in the door, because there's the punch code to get in, I walked in and he was, I mean, these people, they were intoxicated, so whatever. He was trying to get within the seams of the skin of a woman who was 10 years older than I am and,
oh, disgusting.
Right. And like, and if I'm being honest, so just to like, and Megan and I talked about this off the show, but like she's, and probably, and like 2 inches shorter than I am. And maybe, and I'm 40 pounds heavier than I am. So with, and with kind of a lazy eye and a lisp, and then I'm done saying shitty things, but like, that's true. That's all 100% true. So when you talk about like,
which can be very beautiful,
but that's the thing is like, people are attracted to whoever the fuck they're attracted to. And you can be, you can think that someone who is a model is hot and someone who is, God forbid, a size 8 is also hot. You can also be attracted to someone who's in, you know, in their 50s and has had some, like, and has had kids and maybe is like, ah, fuck the gym and fuck, you know, not having a lisp. Again, not, I'm not mad. No, I'm actually not mad. It was just like,
oh yeah, she's not mad at all, guys. You can tell by how often she's saying, I'm not mad.
Yeah.
That's how you know a woman's not mad.
Well,
is when she repeatedly says, I'm not mad.
I'm not,
hey, I'm not mad.
It's listen, fine.
I'm not mad. It's fine.
It's fine. But I'm not.
I'm fine.
Yeah. Well, but I will say this is what was, and but it's more of one of those things where it's an ego blow. And this is, and we're talking, because we're reading the self-help book. But it is like, so I'm trying to, I'm like very aware of everything and be like, okay, why does this make me feel upset? What's, and it's almost 100% of the time, it's either your ego or it's the fucking whatever little trigger things that we were going to talk about when we record the Patreon, when we finish recording this episode, which has been very fucking interesting. The sentences, like, what are the, what's like the bottom line truth of like what you believe about yourself?
Yes.
And what you believe about people. When I did that, I fucking texted you. I mean, I started full on sobbing. I wrote it and I had to just stop what I was doing. And I sat there and I cried for like 45 minutes just thinking about like, oh my God, this is since I was a kid. I've been telling myself this. And it's, and then you can see how like, oh, you can see how this one thought like leads to all this. It was like, and honestly, it felt like if you have like cockroaches in your apartment and you're like, where are these things fucking coming from? And you kill them and you're like, then they're gone for a couple months and then they show back up. It was like, then when you find, oh, this is exactly where they're coming in. So now I got to fucking fix this part of, I got to fix this hole. That's what it felt like. I was like, oh my God, this is the, and it blew my fucking mind.
Yeah.
But so it's like, it's usually one of those two things. And so when I walked in and I saw him making out the chick, here's, but part of me, it's a weird thing because it was my first thing was my ego. But then I'm like, okay, but I don't, I'm like, well, but I'm not like in love with this person. This is not like my boyfriend or my husband. So I'm like, this is me just being like kind of a pouty brat. We're being like, I just thought we were going to hang out. And then an hour into the situation, I was like, oh, this is actually working out in my favor because guess what I can do? Go the fuck to sleep. You know what
drink
I mean?
Drink some tea.
Yeah, I can drink some tea and go to sleep in a haunted room in
piss
New Orleans.
All over this bed.
Yeah. Blame it on the ghost.
Do ghosts pee?
I assume so.
Is that what? Is that probably what is what? Plasma?
Plasma? Yes.
Do they have plasma?
I think that's only Slimer.
Okay.
What?
That's only Slimer has plasma?
Okay.
Slimer has slime, first of all.
Okay. Well, then, yeah.
First of all.
Okay. First off, it's okay. Then name me another. Name me another plasma spewing ghost. I'll wait.
Jesus Christ.
But yeah, it's like, it was one of those things where, but like, that's, all that shit makes me insane. That it drives, but like, you have to look this one way to be attractive. And that's like when he sent me that bodysuit, it was cute, but I wanted to be like, and even in lingerie, I remember, and he was like upset about it, but I had to be like, thank you. He was like, send me a picture of you wearing it. I'm like, it doesn't fit. And he was like, you're not, he's like, there's no way you're bigger than a size small. I'm like, first of all, I'm fucking tall. And I have a lot, I'm like, in that, like in a bodysuit, I wear like, and especially it was like some designer lingerie. I'm like, I would need a large in this just to stretch from my cunt to my fucking shoulders.
But that's okay. This is why buying people clothes that you're not close with is always a bad idea. Because guarantee you that guy's thing was like, probably like, what size should I get her? And he's like, well, I don't want, like, I can't get her a size too big. Because then she'll be like, oh, he thinks I'm this fucking big.
Yeah.
So he's like, I'd rather just get her a size too small, because he's not thinking about you trying it on and not fitting and then you going, oh, this is, I'm fucking a monster.
Right.
He's just thinking about you being like, oh, he thinks I'm a small.
Which is
guaranteed.
Yeah, that's 100% what it is. But that is even like, and I'm trying to like reframe that thinking because that is a weird thing. It's like if someone tells you like, oh, like you've lost weight or like, oh, you know what I mean? Like, because what's interesting is, and this was said to me by somebody, and I'm not like, here's the thing is, I'm not like super, I'm not like actively trying to like, I haven't been like actively like trying to lose weight. I'm just like, it changed. I've been trying to stop eating like at 2 o'clock in the morning is what I've been doing. Cause I eat a lot really late at night. So I've been switching my binge eating to the middle of the day.
That's the best time to do it.
Right. And also, you know, just in general, just like, it's like with anxiety, I'm like just I'm trying to do some kind of activity every day and also drinking all these weird fucking teas and shit like that. So, but like but it is a weird thing to not, when someone goes, oh, you've lost weight, to not, I'm trying to actively not be like, oh, that's good. Good. Keep going. Cause that's fucking a crazy way to think.
It's so hard though.
It's
That's
difficult.
So fucking hard to get. I mean, just like out of a lifetime. Sorry, but like all of us, no matter how you're just like living in the world, mm-hmm. like a lifetime of being like, this is the way you should look. It's so fucking hard. And I mean, when is it ever a bad thing when someone say, oh my God, you look great. Did you lose some weight? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, that's all the time. People say that. Someone said that to me the other day, and I was first of all like, that is false. I have not lost any weight. I know that for a fact. But it was like someone just trying to be like, oh, you look good. Like, you look like you've lost some weight. And I'm like, what a weird, it's such a weird
yeah.
thing to say. But it's true. It's people, it's, no one ever hears that and goes like, how fucking dare you?
I know.
Like, the automatic thing in your brain is like, thanks.
I
then
actually,
also like, oh, did I fucking need to?
Right. Well, and the other thing too is I actually go out of my way to not, even if I've seen, if I see that someone has lost weight, I think, and because I'm so sensitive to it, as yeah, far as like body dysmorphia, I never mention it.
I never mention it.
I don't. I'll be like, hey, you look good. Great. And then I, you know, and but if it's someone that I know that they have been like exercising and like working really hard, I will preface it. If they've, if someone's lost like 60 pounds or something and they're like, and they're actively working out at, you know, and that's like a goal that they've set, I will preface it by being like, hey, you know, if it's, and if it's someone that I'm close with, I preface it with like, I just to be like, I don't want to like spur some kind of weird eating disorder thing, but I know you've been working on like, you know, I mean, I'm so worried about that because it's
that's
a,
us.
I know.
Yeah.
Can I tell you? And I'm not posting this on Instagram. I might do it later, but I will post this on the Patreon. So I took a picture, 2 mornings ago and in the, cause I was like, oh, I like was like feeling hot. You know what I mean? Cause I like, again, I have a new friend. And so that I've got to tell you, and we were talking about this on the regular phone, not on the show phone,
the show phone.
Yeah. But like, so I have this new friend and, he's very nice and the endorphin rush. I mean, first of all, my sets have been fucking, I mean, you can't tell by this podcast, but by everything else has been really on point.
Yeah.
I'm just in a good,
you're
fucking,
feeling good. Yeah. Exactly.
I feel good. I feel like I'm on either a little bit of cocaine or a little bit of mushrooms. Like I wake up, I'm smiling. I feel really good. I don't feel hungry. Like things are starting to go well right now, which is weird.
No, I don't feel hungry thing was so funny. Like, cause you're just talking about the eating disorder thing.
Right.
Like, yeah. Now that I'm happy.
Isn't it? Well, but it's like, because it's the sensation of like, when, I'm talking about like specific, when you take stimulants, like,
I know.
Right. I know. But it is like, it's a weird thing because I go, because I'm so used to like, I just constantly, like I walk in the house and I immediately start eating. Like I walk in and I find something to eat. And I will like, the other day I went in and I just like grabbed a handful of almonds and then I started eating them. And as I was eating, I'm like, I'm not hungry. Like, why am I force feeding myself if I don't feel hungry? But so I feel like I'm on like a low dose of fucking a little bit of a stimulant. And, so I'm like feeling really good. And I was like, for the first time, I was like, oh, my body was like, I feel like my body actually like, I didn't look in the mirror and go, oh, fucking gross. You know?
Yeah.
So I took a picture. Now in this picture, and I took it from like a high, like not a straight on angle, but it's not like a super high up angle, but it's high enough that it's like, I mean, I'm cheating. It's a little bit of a cheat, you know, that
that's
good angle. It's a little bit of a cheat, but, and it's not in my bathroom. So it's not in the fake skinny mirror. It's in a fucking regular
that
ass
fucking
mirror.
Fucking mirror. I want to fuck that mirror.
It's in a regular mirror.
Ugh,
and here's what's fucked up. And this is where I was like, okay, I need to like reel this in a little bit. Cause I'm just like so excited. And the stuff with the movies like happening with the screening, like I think it's going to be on the 22nd. So I was like, things are good. But that tends to throw me into mania, which is not good, where I feel like I'm in a dream and I'm like not sleeping. So I took a picture. And I looked at the picture, dude, I was like, I go, oh my God. I was like, I look fucking, my first thought was, oh, I look like thin. And then my second thought, cause I had a tank top on was, how about my arms look really big? Which they don't. And I was like, that's the fucking sickness.
Yep.
That's.
I know.
There's a.
You can always find something. You can always find something.
Yes. And it's something to monitor because I think depression is a little bit easier for most people to handle because a lot of people have it because you're like, okay, we're sad. So we have to like move out of this thing. And it's weird because all the times when talking to my parents where they'll be like, you know, when I growing up with, and I would cycle And when I, the times where I've been like very, like seriously suicidal, and they'll be like, is it when you get really depressed? And I'm like, no, I actually, if I'm sad and things are shitty, I actually feel a little bit better because I feel grounded. Cause I'm like, okay, let's figure a way out. Cause I feel like, okay, great. I'm in a shitty place. So now the only place I have to go is up. So great. What are my options? What's the plan? So I actually kind of like that. This time is where like I'm taking holy basil, making sure I eat every few hours. The mania, like this is where I go like spiral off and fucking then think everyone's in the CIA and shit.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's fucking, it was crazy. When I saw that picture and I recognized, reading this book is so helpful to be like aware of all your thoughts.
Let us know if you guys want us to like talk about some of this book more, because we've been focusing a lot of the Patreon on the book. And just trying to really bring the fucking, really bring the jokes for the podcast. But we can start doing like a smaller little thing on the book.
Yeah.
If that's something you even give a shit about.
Yeah, because we're doing, I mean, yeah, because it is, we're going through this book that Megan bought to stop doing that shit.
You fucking idiot. That's the full title.
Yeah.
No one loves you, loser. Get it together. What? What a weird title for a book.
What if we do a switch? We're like, if you guys want us to start, we can start doing stuff about the book on the regular podcast and people will write to us and be like, yeah, but we don't tell them the title. And then the next, we're like, okay, you fucking idiots. We're not reading the self-help book. We're workshopping our book within the seams of your skin. That's what we're going to be doing.
That also, people will now email and be like, yes, please do that. Please do that. And then we have to work.
And then we got to write on a fucking... That'll be good. We can do a segment. That's what we got to start doing. Because we're almost done. Yeah. We'll just start doing segments where we workshop within the seams of your skin in the regular episode.
Yes.
And we need new segment music, but we just do it ourselves.
Celine?
Oh, I was going to just... Yes. Celine, can you sing over us doing yakety sax in the background? Within the sea of your skin. Oh, it smells like, it does smell like a dang ashtray in here.